This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Eleanor Bennett, in for Megan Tackett this Thursday, and here with your top stories. The U.S. Forest Service says it can no longer manage the popular Maroon Bells Recreation Area near Aspen. As Caroline Yanez reports, it's hoping Picken County will take over managing the area starting next summer.
The Maroon Bells Scenic Area draws over 100,000 visitors to the White River National Forest each year. The Forest Service says there's an almost $300,000 gap between what it costs to manage the bells and the revenue they bring in, and it's not sustainable for the agency. They're encouraging Picken County to manage the area for 5 years under a special use permit. Picken County Open Space and Trails Director Gary Tenenbaum.
I know a lot of people are talking about the Forest Service is getting cut, but one day, maybe, they'll magically get some money and they'll be able to do this. Well, if the county does this, we can give it back.
The move comes amid concerns over the Trump administration privatizing public lands and a massive reorganization of the Forest Service. The White River says it's doing better than some other national forests in staffing levels, especially compared to last summer, but it's still not fully staffed. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
Aspen wants to figure out the best way to regulate sandwich board signs downtown. Those signs are technically not allowed, but historically, the city has enforced it on a complaint-only basis. For years, the city has wanted to develop a specific regulation for the signs that some city officials say have cluttered downtown. Now, Aspen City Council has returned to the issue. Councilor Sam Rose says he doesn't want to be over-regulatory.
I think you're going to hurt a lot of businesses by taking these away completely.
City staff will gather input over the coming months from the Aspen Chamber, the city's Commercial Core and Lodging Commission, and local business owners. They'll develop recommendations for an updated regulation by this winter. Mushrooms present a nutritious, sustainable food source in a warming world, but an expert who recently visited Carbondale says Americans have only scratched the surface of edible fungi's potential. Aspen Public Radio's Michael Finelli has more.
A pound of mushrooms requires less than 2 gallons of water to grow. Compare that to a pound of corn, which takes about 150 gallons, or beef, which needs more than 1,800 gallons. Growing more mushrooms could be a helpful adaptation in a world with dwindling water supplies, says Dr. Gordon Walker.
We in America pretty much eat one species, Agaricus bisporus, and that's what a portobello, a button mushroom, and a cremini is.
Walker is a fungi educator with a popular social media following. He says there are many other species of mushrooms that could be commercially farmed and are in places like China. But Walker says there needs to be more consumer acceptance before those products are financially viable in America. He recommends trying something new from your local farmer's market and learning how to cook it. Or read up on the local foraging here in the Western Slope and go pick your own. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Michael Finelli.
Garfield County is temporarily reopening one lane of the bridge over the Crystal River on County Road 108 near Carbondale, the road also known as Thompson Creek Road. The temporary reopening comes as emergency repair options are being assessed. The pedestrian bridge is also open at this time. Stoplights are in place to regulate traffic on the single lane, and no oversized or commercial trucks are allowed. The emergency repairs are needed after a large pothole appeared on the bridge earlier this spring. Crews also discovered some erosion in the bridge's structure, causing it to bounce slightly under the weight of cars. You can find the latest updates on Garfield County's website. Picken County is starting major upgrades to the heating system at its Health and Human Services building, as well as at the public library in Aspen. The county will be installing electric heat pumps to improve efficiency and reduce carbon emissions. That's in line with its climate action goals. The county received grant funding from the state's Department of Local Affairs for the project. The goal is to demonstrate the feasibility of retrofitting cold weather heat pump systems in existing buildings. That could serve as a model to other communities who are considering similar upgrades. The library project will occur in two phases. The first phase began earlier this week and is expected to finish by the end of June. The Health and Human Services project will begin on Monday and should finish in October. Any temporary closures will be posted on the county and the library websites. In arts and culture news, there's a lot going on in the Valley today and tomorrow. Tonight, the city of Aspen is hosting a community event at the Wheeler to celebrate this year's Cultural Vibrancy Fellows, and the Red Brick Center for the Arts will be hosting a creative happy hour for linoleum block printing. Both of those events start at 5:30. And in Rifle, the Ute Theater is also hosting free live music on the patio tonight, featuring the band Feeding Giants. That's from 6 to 10 p.m. Tomorrow, the Buddy Program is hosting an open house at the Carbondale Library from 3 to 6:30. The volunteer mentorship program matches big buddies with students in the community. The event will give people a chance to learn about becoming a big buddy. In statewide news, a loaded ammunition magazine was discovered on board a Frontier Airlines plane at the Denver airport over the weekend. CPR's Molly Cruz has the story.
As Frontier Airlines Flight 4765 was preparing to depart from Denver to Phoenix Sunday evening, a loaded magazine was found on the plane. Passengers were subsequently taken off the plane, rescreened, and forced to rebook their flights. The FBI is currently investigating the incident. The discovery of the magazine comes just days after an unidentified person jumped DIA's perimeter fence and was struck and killed by a Frontier plane, an incident that is still under investigation. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
And in regional news, some of the largest utilities in the West are entering into a new system that allows them to share energy. The idea, called a market, has potential to prevent power outages and lower costs for ratepayers. The Mountain West News Bureau's Kayla Bradel has more.
The new system is called the Extended Day-Ahead Market. It builds on a real-time trading system that's been operating since 2014 and has saved customers across the West billions of dollars. Now, the goal is to move that coordination a day earlier. Brian Turner with the advocacy group Advanced Energy United says that can help utilities respond more efficiently when demand spikes.
When you have a day to plan, you know where the wind is going to be blowing, you know where the sun is going to be shining, and you can turn up and down your other generation, the coal plants or the gas plants.
Supporters say the market can make it easier to move renewable power like solar and wind across the region. Rocky Mountain Power, Wyoming's largest utility, is among the first participants, with more expected to join. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News director Hallie Zander, associate editor Sage Smiley, reporters Reagan Mertz and Michael Finelli, and me, your host for today, Eleanor Bennett. Our contributing reporters include Sarah Torrey and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.